The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Chris, I went to Adele on Saturday night and it was everything I could have expected and more.
Is that right?
It was just so amazing.
Yeah.
And she is so funny.
Yeah, I've heard that. You don't usually pick it. Like when you listen to her music, you don't go, oh, geez, she's a hoot, especially when she's mostly singing about depressing breakups.
Well, that's the thing. Like she even did say at one point, she was like, oh, who's here because they're got these tickets for a Christmas present? Who got tickets as a birthday present? Who's here on an anniversary present? And she's like, hardly any hands. So I went up for that one. She said, well, that's understandable. If you've listened to my music, you know, it's not about really celebrating love, is it?
No, it's not. Well, and that's funny. So the banter was a highlight throughout the night for you?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, the singing was, next level.
What was the crowd like when you showed up, when you walked into the stadium, were you waiting in a massive line forever? Was
no, it we weren't really. Yeah. We got there early, so we sort of filed in nice and early.
Were you seated, because it was at Etihad Stadium, were you seated on the oval itself? Were you in the bleachers?
No, we're on the oval.
Jeez, you would have just, what was it like being, how many people, like 75,000 or something?
I think so.
What was it like?
It was insane the amount of people that were there. You look around and like every single level, like tiered level, was just jam-packed.
That's most of the population of Ballarat all crammed into one little spot.
Which is quite funny. At one point she got the spotlight on someone who was sitting really quite like the furthest seat away.
Yeah.
And she said, if you want to look behind your seat, there's actually a letter for you.
Oh, that's nice.
She goes, I know you've got a crap seat, so I felt bad for you, so I wrote you a letter.
What was so bad about their seat?
Oh, it was just really far away. Like, it was the furthest away
seat. Yeah, okay.
And she knew that you couldn't come as well, Chris, so she wrote you these.
No, she didn't. She doesn't know me personally.
Yeah, she said, oh, Chris can't make it. That's really disappointing. Jules, can you pass these notes on to Chris at the end?
No way. Regrets and mistakes. Do you want me to read it out on
there? Yeah, please. That's all right.
Regrets and mistakes, their memories made.
Yeah, so there you go. It was because, you know, you regret not coming. Yep.
We could all have it. We could have had it all. These are song lyrics. What? I don't get it. Hello.
Yep.
Thanks for coming.
Yep.
Everybody loves the things you do.
Yep.
I like it in the city when two words collide.
Yep.
Was this the confetti, Jules?
Yep. They had a couple of confetti cannons that did blow up in the air and we were like, and as they fell on everyone, we were like, this is amazing.
So it's got lyrics all over it. It's not the most colourful confetti, but it's cool having some stuff. How not? Like imagine if she handwrote this because it looks handwritten, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like obviously they've printed.
Well, that is her handwriting.
So they've obviously just taken a scan of it. They've printed up. But imagine Adele just between the concerts, just a nightmare. She's doing 9 till 5, just writing out these hundreds of thousands of little confetti
just getting
notes.
Like hand cramps.
Running out her lyrics. Oh, thanks for the notes, Jules. It's
You're welcome.
Lovely. Some
You're welcome.
Breakup song lyrics on there.
Yeah, I thought you might like that.
Yeah.
No, but it was absolutely amazing.
Yep.
The only downer of the night was when I had to get the train home and the concert finished at 10:15 and the train was at 11:55 or something ridiculous.
Oh, so an hour and a half sitting at the train station tired.
And my phone was dead, of course, because I'd taken so many photos.
So you couldn't even go on Facebook?
Nope.
And you can't nap at a train station?
Nope.
Security tend to move you along.
Plus, didn't want to miss my train.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.